Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A big result for Brayhead Clan. It's one down, three to go, as they try and wrestle the Gardner Conference from Fife Flyers' grasp. It was an 8-3 win for the Clan against the Storm here tonight, in front of a big crowd at Brayhead Arena. And Clan got the perfect start, 2 minutes and 4 seconds in. Scott Pitt, a chance from the inside left, sending it into Zane Kalemba's far post, beating the Storm goalie. He did exactly the same thing just 11 seconds later, after the restart, setting the tone for the game. Then it was Pitt with a tap-in to claim his hat-trick just after the 10-minute mark. He was set up by Jamie Fritch. Marcus Gotts got himself into an unfortunate position in the second period. Storm taking advantage. Matt Davis taking the shot and pulling one back for the visitors. Clan made it 4-1 a couple of minutes later. Matt Keith set up by Marcus Gotts, wristing an excellent shot into the net. And then a fight broke out. Tristan Harper and Paul Swindlehurst going at it. Harper getting the takedown against the former Dundee Stars defenceman. The crowd were absolutely delighted by that one. Then Clan made it 5-1 just before the end of the second period. A good spell of pressure ended with Pitt setting up Neil Trim. He swept home from the inside left. And then another goal just before the end of the second period. Matt Keith adding his second of the night, tapping in a one-timer. Manchester Storm got a couple of goals near the end there. Matt Payton with two, but Brendan Brooks added a seventh with an empty net goal, and then Pitt getting his fourth of the night, a penalty shot right at the end. As ever, to analyse what's happened here is Jerry McLaughlin. Jerry, a great night for the Clan, and that momentum just keeps on going.
Yeah, fantastic performance. I think when you come out and put in a first period performance like that, it's always going to set you in good stead. And I think it pretty much shell-shocked Manchester Storm early on. And I mean, what a great performance from Scott Pitt. I mean, it just shows you what we've been missing when we've had Matt Keith and Scott Pitt out there. Matt Keith chipping in with points as well there. But Scott Pitt with a first period hat-trick. And I think two of those goals came in one shift as well. And then to put away the penalty right in the last, you know, very touch of the game as well, just shows a touch of class as well. And such a humble guy as well, but we're glad to have them, and especially performing like this at this time is definitely good news for the Clan fans.
We saw some Fife Flyers fans dotted around Brayhead Arena here tonight. What will they be thinking returning to Kirkcaldy or perhaps that area of the world where they live?
I think they'll be thinking they need to think a little bit longer before they come to games when Fife aren't playing, because it was almost bound to be a result like that when you put the effort to come all this way. Do you know what? Good on them, though. I love that rivalry in the league's fantastic, isn't it? But, you know, I mean, Clan were never really in any doubt. I think the Storm kind of came back at them quite hard in the third period. Gary Russell in goals there, actually putting in some great saves as well, but the Clan maybe foot off the gas maybe a little bit, letting in some great efforts in from Manchester Storm, who are a great team. I mean, Scarsella was fantastic the whole game. You know, Storm didn't play terribly tonight. I do think it was one of those where Clan did play it really well. Brooks and Levitt and Pitt particularly linking up so well, and Matt Keith just showing what we've missing as well. Fantastic.
And of course, down to Manchester tomorrow for the rematch. Manchester, it's last chance saloon for them. They don't take any points tomorrow. They're out of the playoff reckoning now completely. So we're going to see a different team from them, aren't we?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? We always talk about must-win games. This really is must-win now. The Clan need to win all their games, and Manchester Storm need to win tomorrow night. But they look quite demoralised coming out of the arena tonight, and you can understand why. I think it was a tough one to take for them, but out of the three games left, I mean, you and I, Craig, we can say the things that the players and coaches probably wouldn't say, but you've got to look at this tomorrow. The last four games that we had there in regular season, tomorrow night is the one you go, right, if you win that one, surely you can go and turn over Edinburgh Capitals, who are on like a record-breaking losing streak at the moment. I mean, we've been there before, we've been burnt before, haven't we?
But they lost 10-2 tonight to Dundee.
Absolutely, they took a bit of a pounding again tonight, didn't they? I mean, they're in quite a way, but you know, you never know. I think like this conference trophy is there for the taking, that preferential seeding. I know that's still open to interpretation as well, depending on who wins the other conference. But I tell you what, if Coventry keep winning their games, I mean, the Elite League title suddenly opens up. It's probably a stretch too far for us, but you literally never know. How close is this? It's entertaining, if nothing else.
That's it, and of course we're back here, two home games left, Edinburgh here next Saturday, and then a playoff game as yet. We still don't know when that's going to be or who it's going to be against, but momentum certainly on Clan's side.
Yeah, who would you fancy? Who would you like out of the... would you take?
I'm asking you the question.
I know, I thought I'd turn that one on you there. I tell you what would be a really interesting, a really tasty playoff would be Coventry, just because, I mean, you don't want them because they're on form. Yeah. The team in the bottom half, they're on form, but you know, the whole Chris Bruton coming back and the fact that they're a team that are on the bounce, you know, and Chuck Webber's got that playoff experience. You know, he achieved the impossible dream last year, in the words of Susan Boyle. But yeah, it'd be interesting that. It's exciting. You know, let's just hope Clan can stay at it. The guys are back from injury, you know. There's just Jackman and hopefully Barry McKenzie should be back next week as well. So they're in better shape than we were, you know, a month ago when it was doom and gloom. It's certainly not doom and gloom now. Reasons to be positive.
Well, just talking about the preferential seeding there, it's hard to see if there's going to be a benefit from that, given how tight the league has been. Anyway, we'll wrap it up there. You know, we just heard that Chris Bruton, Chuck Webber, and Susan Boyle in the same answer. Jerry McLaughlin, thanks very much.
Cheers, man.